Welcome to the Human Beat. I'm Roger Rocca. They wish all high schools could be like the alternative education program at Astoria's Gray School campus. They are the four Gray students I sat down with to learn about the school. Each is at Gray for a different reason. They all say Gray changed their lives. The four students, in the order in which you'll first hear their voices, are Sarah, Trevor, Calvin, and Grace. They recognize that limited funding and large class sizes make it impossible for other high schools to operate like Gray. But they're all glad Gray was there for them. I spoke with 20-year-old Sarah first. You'll hear her three young kids playing in the background.
Okay, so I first started off my high school career at Warrenton High School. And then my junior year, I got pregnant with Isabel, my oldest. My school counselor found out, and then she was like, you should probably go to the other school in Astoria where you can actually be on track to graduate and not have to worry about schooling and getting stuff done. So I came here. I was here the year of 2013. I was supposed to graduate in 2014, but I dropped out in December of 2013. Me and him got married in December of 2013. He was in the Army. So I left to go with him to his first duty station. Dropped out, moved back here in October, and been here since. Got back in school, 4.0 going on so far.
Right.
Scholarships, getting done with school this year. I feel like I'll learn better when I can look on the computer and pretty much teach myself. I could got my own pace so I could be ahead of everyone else and get done before everyone else. I didn't have to stay at a constant with everyone else. I could go ahead. I could just shoot ahead in one class and not worry about the other ones until it came to that time.
Where do you go from here?
I plan on going to a class at community college for a couple years and get my nursing degree.
What kind of memories will you take away from here?
The teachers are great. They understand. They work with you with what you need. This has been my favorite school out of all the schools I've been to. The teachers, definitely. And then I did go into labor with Isabel here. Like, having kids, I know there's a lot of teen parents in high school who just dropped out and got their GED, or as my mom says, the good enough diploma. But I have three kids. I am graduating 2 years late, but I still did it. I went and got the best of the best.
Well, take me back. How did you come to be at Gray School? Tell me all about you and how that came about.
In eighth grade, I got really sick, and so I missed most of eighth grade, and I've been continuing to be sick. So when I miss school, it's a lot harder down at the high school to catch back up when it's sure. just a bunch of papers. But at Gray, even if I'm sick, I can do my work at home, and I don't miss anything.
Yeah, and there's stuff where if you miss... Go on in. If there's stuff where if you kind of miss one step, like in math, nothing after that makes sense.
Yeah, nothing. So it's a lot easier up here when I have, like, Ralph to explain it to me in one-on-one. It's a lot more, like, one-on-one stuff instead of, like, a whole class where even if you're not understanding, they have to continue. Yeah. Like, if you don't understand something, you don't move on until you understand it instead of just pushing forward.
Where are you going to school next, and where's that going to take you?
2 years at Clatsop Community to do my general, and then I'll move to 4 year at Portland State, and then get my music education degree.
I have like the same plan.
Yeah.
Really? And tell me your name.
I am Calvin Roy.
Calvin, hi.
Like I said, I kind of have like the same plan as far as wanting to do 2 years up at Clatsop Community. And then going up to Portland State, I want to do something with writing or journalism, something that can kind of tie into either if I want to do writing for papers, radio, fiction, nonfiction type writing. I just kind of want to branch myself out with the talents that I do have. And somehow kind of make them all tie into, I guess, sort of a loophole that I can kind of make myself accomplish educationally.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, how did you come to be at Gray? What a little bit about yourself.
I have a friend who goes here, and she recommended it to me when I was living in California. Mm-hmm. I lived here previously, and then I moved to California for about half a year, and then I moved back, and public education in general just doesn't really work for me. It feels very, like, rushed. Honestly, like, it feels very institutional, and I don't like that. I have something that's very, that kind of bugs me and irks me about things that are very in order and by lines and very linear. I don't like that. I like things to be very open. I like things to revolve around me. I'm selfish that way. and that's what Gray had really had to offer for me. It's not so much a sense of entitlement, really, as it is, it just helps me, you know? Yeah. I feel like, honestly, it should be the way the education system should work.
That all schools actually should be like...
Yeah, because, you know, like, see, here's the thing with public education, is that in a class like history... there isn't an opportunity for you to speak up about something. In history class, you're allowed to input your opinion, you know? But in a public education system, there's not enough time, and they kind of make it feel like that's just what happened. At Gray, it feels like, you know, if you want to input your opinion about something on a project, you're allowed to, and it's not going to get marked down. That's the thing, is that it's really just kind of not free reign, but just very open world as far as education goes. Like, it feels like a brain, you know?
You don't get in trouble for mouthing off for just trying to ask a question or voice your opinion about something.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, did you get in trouble for that in the past?
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
And tell me, your name is Grace?
Grace, yeah. I used to get in trouble a lot for mouthing off and being disrespectful, when in reality I was just trying to share my opinion or ask a question about, you know, just because the teacher thought one thing about one way doesn't mean that was, like, the only way. And my brother and I especially always saw, like, different ways to do things. We'd always get in trouble for mouthing off, being disrespectful, even though we weren't trying to be. And then at that point we just got frustrated and just kind of gave up on school.
Yeah.
So how did you come to Gray? How did that happen?
I was actually, Gray was actually recommended to me by the vice principal, Ms. Donovan. I had a lot of family stuff going on, and I just got really stressed out with school, and it wasn't, I mean, I'd always been kind of bored in school, but I mean, just with everything that had been going on, I just got, like, stressed out, and it wasn't fun anymore, and I was losing all my friends, and it was just, I didn't want to be there anymore, so I was actually thinking about just dropping out and getting my GED, but I was just so close, so Ms. Donovan really kind of pushed me, and I was homeschooled when I was in middle school, and it was really good because I was able to work at my own pace, I was able to do things faster, I was able to take college classes, I was able to really just focus on just what I wanted to do, like what I wanted to learn, I was able to do it, you know, there was no sitting in a class with 50 other students and one teacher trying to learn how to do one thing, right. You know, especially right. When, you know, teachers are just, I mean, they're going to be, they're overwhelmed because classes have increased and, you know, lack of resources. And so you have 30 textbooks for a whole entire school, you know, and a teacher's teaching 6-7 classes a day with 50 kids each. It's
right.
It's impossible, and you're not learning anything because the teacher's just getting frustrated and they're just getting angry, and, you know, it's just a lot of variables in place, and it just, it's not a good system anymore. It's kind of falling apart, and just, I hated it. Yeah.
Well, tell me a little about the experience at Gray and how it works and how it's different and how it kind of fit your needs better.
Well, it was, they kind of just talked with you one-on-one. They wanted to see what you wanted to do, what you needed to get done in order to graduate. You know, they just look at what credits you need left, and then they just, they give you those classes, and when you're done, you're just done. You don't have to wait around for other kids in the class. You don't have to, you know, it's not like, I don't know, it's really straightforward, and they help you do what you need to do to be done so you can move on, and they give you, they show you more options about things you can do afterwards and things that you like to do, and, you know, it's not standardized testing. It's just like, oh, you like it? Sure, go ahead, do it. You know, and it's very personal. I mean, we have teachers they check in with you every day. They're like, how are you? What's going on? Like, what can I help you with today? You know, Ralph always comes and brings us snacks and everything, makes us coffee in the morning. Like, it's really personal. Mm-hmm. It's really just, you know, what can we do to make things easier for you? Mm-hmm. Instead of just, you need to get the project done because I said so.
Yeah.
So you can get a grade. And, you know, I mean, it's not, I like the system because, I mean, first of all, it's not, it's designed so you can't fail. I mean, you can't move on unless, like, if you don't understand something, teachers will work with you and the system won't, like, the computer system won't let you move on until you get a passing grade on it. And so it makes sure you go through it and it helps you understand. And, like, I always struggle with math. And so you take a pretest beforehand, and what you passed on the test, you won't have to go through in the actual class later. Like, you just work on the stuff you didn't know how to do instead of waiting around trying to, you know, with one teacher trying to figure out how to meet the needs of 50 other kids in the classroom with different experience and different kind of, you know, knowledge about what you're trying to teach or not. It's just,
you have to sympathize with those teachers with 50 students, especially with you mouthing off in there.
Yeah, I know. I would feel, I always felt so bad, but I always got so frustrated because they were always telling me my opinion was wrong just because I had opinion, especially in English class. Well, I mean, I always loved writing, and I mean, I was taking college classes in like 6th and 7th grade for writing just because I loved to do it. And when I hated having teachers tell me what to write and how to write. It's like, that's something that, I was always something that was just for me, that I just got to just write about how I was feeling or just whatever. Just, it was just my way of just, you know, it's something I just have for myself, but school kind of ruined that for me, and I hated reading and I hated writing, even though those are the two things I love the most, just because they always told me what to read, what to write, how to write it, and they always told me that my opinion was wrong if I didn't write it to their, you know, to meet the needs of the classroom or the, you know, the project's requirements or whatever, and then I would get failed for it. And I was like, well, if you read it, it's not wrong, it's just how I feel about it, it's just not how you feel about it or how the class feels about it. It's just, you're,
yeah, you know, one thing that makes a giant difference to me, the difference between the regular high school and this school, it's definitely the reduced size of students. We have like, what,
oh my,
like,
gosh,
20 something kids here, like 25, 24 kids here. And honestly, up until now, I didn't even realize I had a personality. Because, yeah, like, you know, there are certain things that, like, if you have everybody in the same class reading the same book, they're going to get the same experience, especially if you have a teacher who's, like, describing how you should feel about it. The first year I was here, first book I ever read, there's a book on the shelf, I can see it, I'm pointing at it right now, Finnegan's Wake, mm-hmm, by James Joyce. Mm-hmm. First time I ever read it was last year, and that book has shaped me into a person who I don't even recognize, honestly, if I, like, I wouldn't be able to recognize a few years ago, because I don't know, like, with, if you have a system that's like just a bunch of lines and a bunch of, it begins to feel like you're just the same, like you're a sheep or a chicken in some sort of poultry farm, you know. And this has, and between all the writing projects and the reading that we can do here, it honestly feels like I've been able to have my own opinions and my own feelings about things, mm-hmm, you know? And that's really nice. And especially here, we all tend to realize that we have that personality. Like, it feels like we're almost like characters, you know?
Yeah.
And it's really, really nice.
Does all this ring true to you, too, Trevor?
Yeah, it's pretty, it's like, because when you only have 25 people, there's no real way to have a mob mentality. Because we all usually only talk to like 3 or 4 of us. Mm-hmm. We all just talk to like whoever we talk to because we're friends. But like in high school, the teachers try to make you talk to people that you don't get along with. They're like, well, it doesn't matter. Well, the problem is that the reason we don't get along with them is conflicting opinion, but they don't care. Because they want us to all have a mob mentality, like, in a class. So they want your 30 student class to be the same as their other 30 student class or their 50 student class.
Right.
They don't want their each class to be different. Now some teachers are different. Like we have a teacher down there, Mr. Randall. He wants everything to be different. He doesn't want he doesn't like the school system. He wanted to quit being a teacher because he hated it so much. But the difference is that for him, every class is different, and he only cares he really only cares about your opinion on issues and what you think about something, not well, what is this and what did the author mean? It's like, well, depends on the person. There's no right or wrong answer on what did they think or what do you think. There's no right answer on that.
Right.
What you think is just what you think. There's no right or wrong.
Yeah, it depends on experiences and things you've been
through. If I thought I was a Martian, you can't say I'm, you can't say my, what I think is wrong. What I think is what I think.
Right.
Now, could the fact be wrong? Yeah, well, that's whatever. The fact is wrong. But what I think is completely different. The way that, like, the mob, like school has become a mob mentality where we're grown up taught that in high school we're supposed to care about prom, we're supposed to care about being a football or a track star, being like liked by everyone. But why be liked by everyone when everybody's the same? It's the same as being liked as one person. It's just that one person has a million clones. There's no, it doesn't matter. We always have a mob mentality. If somebody important said that they didn't like dogs, and all the people that liked that person would probably just say they didn't like dogs. Because if everybody else is doing it, why not? You just want to be liked. You just want to fit in.
Right.
But here, we fit in, but we fit in being differently. And that's why it's so much better.
There are people here who... I've been here since middle school. There are people here who I didn't really know, but I just kind of knew I didn't like them, that I'm friends with now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know them now. Everybody feels like a nameless face in high school because there's like not only so many people, but they all are taught to act the same way and to know the same things. And I feel like there should be more of an open world when it comes to how people are taught things.
I think it's the first time I've ever actually been able to name every single person the classroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in school since for a really long time, and never before have I been able to look at that person and be like, I know your name. I mean, it's not that our system is wrong or right or grades better or not. It's just, I mean, everyone works differently in different systems, and it's just with school, because of that reason, you should be able to have that kind of flexibility. Had I not started working when I was young, I would have no idea how to be smart about money and save. I wouldn't have any idea about how to like save up and buy a car. I wouldn't have any idea how to balance a checkbook or taxes or anything like that. Like, I'd have no idea how to be responsible for myself, but I'd know how to write an essay and answer 150 questions in 40 minutes. That's not gonna help me buy a house or go to college. You know, I was actually watching this thing this morning actually about the rates of kids going to college these past like 3 years have increased like 20% each year. And like on average, kids owe anywhere from like $40,000 to $150,000 a year in student loan.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous. And what is it gonna, I mean, most of the people I know who go to college don't even end up going and working in that field of what they went to college for. I mean, I have a friend of mine who loved art and he loved music and he went and he did all those things and he got masters in all these different degrees because he could. He worked hard for it, you know, and he made the money himself and he paid off all his student debt. You want to know where he works now? He works in a retail store at Zoomies.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how to be successful without going to college. Like, that's just how I feel.
Right.
But I know that I can be, but just in today's, you know, just how the world works today, you know, it's just, I feel like kids feel like they have to, you know, have to get good grades and they have to, you know, letter in sports and stuff like that. And, you know, they have all these expectations of them, but once they get, you know, turn 18, they're just dropped off into the real world. And well, sucks for you. You're an adult now. Life's hard.
Yeah.
You know, they just work so hard just to get good grades and to pass the test and all that stuff. And then, you know I want to finish high school. I don't know why anymore. I just know that it's just because I have to, you know, that it's required of me as, you know, that's the one basic requirement as a young adult in today's American society is to graduate high school, right? Or else they wouldn't put you through the system in the first place.
It seems like the stress at least has been taken away.
Well, in this past semester, just coming to Gray, I went from being like a straight A student to then failing every class to now being back to a straight A student again.
I now notice that since I've been to Gray, I now take intelligence seriously as a concept. Here it feels like how you feel about the world, how you react to your surroundings, how well you're spoken, that is what dictates your intelligence. It's not how well you can add or multiply or figure out that equation. It's really how you respond to the input of the world around you. To me, anyway. And I think that's important, that I have my own concept of things. I feel like everybody should have their own concept of things.
There's a lot of good things about our school system as like in the country altogether, and also at Astoria High School. There's a lot of really great things, and there's a lot of really amazing people who are really dedicated to their work. But I don't feel like nowadays they get that kind of recognition for all the hard work they do, you know. Or, you know, with funding and stuff, I feel like it goes, you know, it's shoved so much into sports. You know, we get those little daily announcements, and right at the campus, and it's always like, oh, congratulations to so and so for beating this record, or blah 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 blah, or just, you know, congratulations to this sports team and all this stuff. And all those, you know, all the sports teams get to leave all the time and just skip school to go and play sports.
Nobody ever gets congratulated
for music or for art.
Nobody ever gets congratulated for their math scores or their reading or writing scores. Nobody does it. They always get congratulated. See, here's the thing about Gray is that
everybody gets congratulated for everything.
As long as it's something that they were able to accomplish, you know, it's like, I can read English, and I mean, like every day there's announcements, and someone gets congratulated for something.
Imagine a world where we live, and there is a school where all of the money gets put into the actual education and supporting the students and the teachers as well. That's what Gray is. The point is, we're all very frustrated with the school system, and that's why we're here.
It feels
like we're exempt from all.
I feel like every Gray student has the exact same opinion on the school education system.
Although my favorite thing by far is school doesn't start until 10. I'm so exhausted with
scientific
everything.
Facts, school should start at 10, but they don't care.
I mean, I had a lot of family problems going on, and I was working 2, sometimes 3 jobs on top of going to school every day. I was missing a lot of school because I was so tired I couldn't get up in the morning. And I would get in trouble from my parents and from my teachers. And, you know, my friends would even start snapping at me because they're like, you can't get up at 8 o'clock in the morning and go to school. Like, wow, like, out of all the things, you know, you're asked to do.
What's wrong with you? Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I was the bad guy for it. And I was like, okay, you want to know what I do? I go open, right, for this at one job. I go to school. And then as soon as school gets out, I go to a job until 7 o'clock at night, until I go to another job and close. I do that 6, sometimes 7 days in a row. Sometimes I'll get a weekend off, sometimes not. Yeah. What do? You go to school from 8 to 3, and then you go home and play video games, or you go run sports. It's like, that's great for you. Like, I'm really happy for you. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I know there are things like going on in my personal life that, you know, and those kids didn't have to deal with. Both my parents were unemployed. My dad lost his really nice, high-paying job, you know, and my mom is a stay-at-home mom. And so it was just like, we struggled with that for like a whole year. And I got so frustrated because I was trying so hard to worry about what was going to happen when I got home. So I wasn't focusing. I was finding it really hard to focus in class. And my friends had completely just abandoned me at that point because they had never gone through anything like that. And I get it. They just felt bad. They didn't, you know, they didn't know how to help, but they wanted to help. And I get that. I do.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that you should treat me like, you know, you should treat me different just because of it. And I had teachers, you know, they could start seeing in my schoolwork that, you know, I was falling behind because I didn't have time after school. You know, you can't do homework in class. Right? But I didn't have time after school to sit down and do, you know, write 4 essays for AP English. I wanted to just and especially when I got to Gray here, I've met a lot of people here who've gone through a lot of really challenging things in their home lives. Mm-hmm. And it has affected greatly how they do in school. And it's not that they're stupid. I have some of the smartest people I've met here.
No, like, you know? See, here's the thing, is that, like, a lot of people would argue that we don't get a lot of stuff done here.
Yeah.
That's not true. As a collective, yeah. We get somewhere, at like, 3 to 6 classes done a day.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot at the main campus, like, especially from my friends. They're like, well, what, you don't do anything up there, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I finished 3 classes in 2 weeks. What have you done?
Yeah.
I finished a class in an afternoon.
Yeah.
Like, you know? I tested out of a biology class that I was failed in that I was told I passed. I was told that I passed the class until I came back here and they said that I was never given the credit.
I failed English last semester, right? And then here... with Mr. Love, he told me I was one of the best writers he's ever met through this program, right? He was like, some of the things you write are incredible. And he's like, well, how come you always failed all your English classes? I was like, because I never got the chance to write about what I wanted to write about.
Right.
I was stuck writing about Heathcliff, you know, running, doing this and that, and how, you know, Lady Catherine or whatever her name was. I was like, I don't care about that. That's not going to help me, you know, go off to college and whatever. Like, I don't care. Good for you, Heathcliff. I don't care. It's just like...
Like, they don't want it. They don't care about your experience in life. They don't want to know, most of them. Granted, the teachers here, I feel, actually really want to know. Like, if I was going to share something, it'd probably be with Miss Rollins. Like, I know she wants to listen.
Yeah,
she's there
to
help.
Yeah, she goes out of your way to, like, check in with you. And, like, I know she's got a lot of personal stuff going on her own. And, you know, she's going to college, too, and trying to get a degree, you know, while she's working and she's raising a family and all this stuff. And, you know, if she tells, you know... Everyone here takes the time out of their day to say, like Ralph, like he'll come in, he'll go around the room, be like, hi, how are you today? How are you today? You know, it's so great. It's so personal.
It's how the world should be.
You know,
frankly.
I hate that, you know, at the, in schools, you know, they're always talking about, you know, if you have a problem, you know, talk to a trusted teacher, or, you know, something like that. But you do, and they just want to solve all your problems. A lot of times, problems you have can't be solved because you don't have control over those things. Those are things that are impacted on your life through the people and situations you're in, right? And they just, or they want to feel bad for you. It's like, don't feel bad for me. I just want you to understand why I'm not happy to sit down with 50 other kids in a classroom screaming my ear while we're trying to just, you know, I just want to do my math homework and go. I wanted all these things that I never took the time to think about what these teachers had to go through too. You know, there's a lot of things that they wanted to do. I mean, you become a teacher because you want to do better for the kids,
right?
But with lack of resources or just these rules and restrictions, and all, they can't do all that much either. The big thing is that this works for us.
It's honestly changed our lives. Yeah,
like, I don't think anybody comes to Gray and then decides that
it doesn't
work. It's better for it. Like, because Gray isn't a sing. Because okay, general education. It's easier to explain it. General education is a singular entity, and that's it. You know what general education is, but Gray is everybody's school, and everybody has a different experience here.
Yeah. It's the cure. I think that Gray School is the cure for a tainted school system or general education system that does not suit us for the actual real world.
Yeah, like none of us have.
I just know that there's no way I would graduate. Without being here at Gray, and least of all with a 4.0. I have a 4.0 now.
That's,
you know,
right.
Yeah, 4.0 here too.
You've been listening to a discussion with students in the Alternative Education Program on the Gray School campus in Astoria. Students from throughout Clatsop County can apply for the program, and Gray is always looking for community members to mentor, tutor, make presentations, and otherwise support the students. Thanks for joining us on The Human Beat. I'm Roger Rocca.